I think it's, we have what, 2 minutes left? Okay, just a word of encouragement. It is important to realize how one finishes. We might struggle, or maybe we didn't start well. And in, when you read that chapter, you find those who started well and really didn't finish well. You find those who started well, got kind of stumbled in a way and took a detour, but yet finished well. Thinking especially of John Mark, you know. But you have those who started well, like Demas, and then went away. The challenge to us, if you are sitting here and listening to this Bible reading, and you might say to yourself, okay, I started young, I learned in Sunday school, I went to camp, I went to Bible conferences, young people conferences, but maybe I took a detour. Is there something here for me, an encouragement from an older brother, like the Apostle Paul, to say, it is worth it to come back on track. It is worth it to finish well. Look at this man here in summarizing his word. The devotion of that man's life to Christ. I mean, as we said in Philippians, it's a normal Christian life. It ought to characterize us. That is the normal thing. At the end of his life, he said in verse 6, I'm being poured out. That brings my mind to the drink offering. Here is a man who is here for the pleasure of God. And even as he's going to die, he said, I'm being poured out. Then he speaks about the time of my departure or release. It is really the expression, the Greek expression that used when they lose the ship. Now we talk about airplane. It's a ship that is now ready to take off or ready to... I am ready because I'm going there. I know where I'm going. It's not only that I know who I'm believing. I know where I'm going. I am confident. It doesn't matter what's going to happen here. You look at the turmoil around in the world, the lack of uncertainty. And you hear it sometimes when believers, and we're all, I put myself first, guilty of that, worried about uncertainty that's happening around us. Like, people, what happened? Who's in control? The Lord is in control. I'm going. But then, as a great general, he said, I have fought the good fight. He's standing there. And what should I say? Not with all of these stars and stripes, but there was a lot of star and stripes in his own flesh. You read 2 Corinthians 9, and I always remind myself, when you feel sorry for yourself, just read what the Apostle Paul had gone through. I'm really serious. You know, sometimes you do something, you say, well, you know, come on. Really? Read what the Apostle Paul had gone through. Here is the general standing up, and he said, I fought the good fight, and here it is. Look at me. I have gone through it. I have kept the faith. That man was willing and did die not to waver for the truth. Young ones and old ones, let's not give it up. We might be small number. It might be two or three. You might look at your local assembly and say, what is it? Why? You know, a couple of older peoples and nobody around. He kept it. He kept the faith. He maintained the whole thing. He did that. He said, I run the race in between. You know what? We heard about Armstrong, right? He ran it right the right way, the Apostle Paul. There was no steroid and there's no any enhancement drugs or anything. It was Christ through his blood that helped him to run the race. You want to run the race? You got an injection of Christ all the time, or the glory of Christ all the time. And it's legal. That's what you need. The shot of Christ, the glory of Christ, to get you running. That's what you need. He kept the race. And he kept the faith. And this is really the faithfulness and the challenge that we need to have in our life, as young and as old alike. It is worth it. That's what Paul is saying. Having gone through what we have read in 2 Corinthians 9, he said, what? It is worth it. Because when we get to glory, as we have heard, I think, Stephen, you mentioned it, we will always say, I wish I have given more to Christ.
Just one point I want to make. The translations you read, I have fought the good fight. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. There's a difference between that and others.